Concern rises over victims in downed jet.
A freight train with the cargo of death.
Diplomats scramble as Mideast battles intensify.
House-to-house fighting in Gaza City.
Destructive Washington wildfire.
Old, young, all I know, all ages that lost their homes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. European monitors confront pro-Russian rebels at the Ukraine crash scene of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. 4 days after the plane was shot out of the sky, bodies are still being found, and a formal investigation's yet to fully take shape.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Kiev.
The key priority for us is to recover the bodies.
Ukraine's prime minister this morning, a Dutch forensics team is at the train station in Torres where the bodies have been kept in refrigerated cars. The team leader says the train will set off later today to a place they can work. Time is of the essence here as there have been some power outages at the train station. The cars are being sealed, and Dutch authorities say they will head to Kharkiv to the north, a large city under Ukrainian government control. A Dutch transport plane landed there this morning with more international teams on board, including Americans.
The United States and Europe are pushing for new sanctions against Russia, saying there's growing evidence Moscow supported the rebels blamed for the tragedy. Vladimir Putin lashed out at his critics again today and criticized Ukraine, too. CBS's Clarissa Ward in Moscow.
Clearly, Putin here is trying to cast himself in the role of the rational, reasonable leader. He said that more international experts are needed to immediately get access to the site and take part in the investigation. But, of course, actions speak louder than words in these situations. And so far, we've seen no indications that the Kremlin has done anything to pressure those rebels into allowing the investigators in and giving them free and unfettered access.
The UN Security Council is poised to push for that in a resolution today that condemns the downing of the plane. Secretary of State Kerry is on his way to Cairo, a new diplomatic move with the Mideast conflict intensifying. Two Americans with dual citizenship are among the 13 Israeli casualties in a day of heavy fighting yesterday. More than 500 Palestinians have died over the past 2 weeks. CBS's Robert Berger has the latest.
As Israeli forces pounded Gaza with tanks and artillery, Palestinian gunmen infiltrated Israel through two tunnels and ambushed an army jeep. Israeli soldiers and aircraft returned fire, and 10 gunmen were killed. Fierce house-to-house fighting is taking place in densely populated Gaza City, causing high casualties on both sides. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Here at home, a change in the weather figures to help crews who were battling a devastating wildfire in north-central Washington state. Cool conditions, calm winds, and perhaps some rain now. 150 homes have been destroyed. Don Patterson's home was spared, but he might have to do without power for a long time.
They're working on the power lines now, most of them down. Yeah, it's pretty devastating. I've seen fire before, but not like this.
Two people were injured. Thousands of gallons of diesel spilled when a freight train derailed yesterday in Slinger, Wisconsin, about 35 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Fire Chief Rick Henke.
We've got hazmat on scene, Washington County hazmat team. The railroads are bringing their hazmat teams in and their other mechanical teams.
About 100 homes were evacuated. Reports say Governor Rick Perry will call up 1,000 Texas National Guard troops for border duty today to help stem the flow of thousands of people from Central America. Three teenagers are held in Albuquerque in the beating deaths of two homeless men over the weekend. Police spokesman Simon Drobik says the bodies were found barely recognizable in a field.
So violent. I mean, I was sick to my stomach. Homicide had a hard time dealing with this. They're out there for about 18 hours putting it together. It's just unbelievable.
A third victim was able to get away and recognized one of the suspects. Researchers have found a link between a mother's weight during pregnancy and her child's risk for asthma. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Yet another health impact of obesity.
Mothers who are overweight or obese or who gain excessive weight during pregnancy have children with approximately 20 to 30% higher odds of asthma.
Dr. Eric Forno of Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh says these women have higher inflammation levels and retain fewer nutrients, both factors that could raise asthma risks. Also in the journal Pediatrics, a more positive study in U.S. children, abdominal obesity has leveled off over the past decade. It's actually declined sharply especially among 2 to 5 year olds. Even so, 1/3 of kids ages 6 through 18 are considered to have obese abdomens, an indicator of many future illnesses. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A new study looks at the health of disadvantaged teens who managed to attend top high schools. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Teenagers who went to better performing schools not only had higher math and English scores than their peers, they were less likely to binge drink, use drugs, or have unsafe sex. A study in the journal Pediatrics surveyed Los Angeles high schoolers. The students had similar low-income backgrounds, but some had been randomly chosen to attend high-performing charter schools. Researchers say it shows there's more at stake than academics when it comes to providing good schools.
A 28-year-old Afghanistan veteran receives the Medal of Honor today at the White House.
Former Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts will be honored for conspicuous gallantry in a battle that left him seriously wounded. 9 other soldiers died in the fight. He, of course, thinks of them every day.
I have an appreciation of life that I probably didn't have before, and know now that I'm going to live my life for those that aren't here because I owe it to them. They gave me this gift, and I'm not going to waste it.
The New Hampshire man says telling the story of that terrible day in Afghanistan and the bravery of the others is what he wants to do the most, adding it's the toughest thing to do. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
With a British Open victory, a young golf star is carving out space among the sports legends. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
When Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy made the final putt on the 18th hole yesterday,
the champion,
he put himself in rarefied company. At age 25, McIlroy has won 3 of golf's 4 Grand Slam events. Only 2 other golfers have done that at such a young age, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Even McIlroy was overwhelmed.
You know, I never dreamed of being at this point in my career so quickly.
As Tiger Woods fades, McIlroy is rising and may be ready to become the new face of golf. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the British Open in Hoylake, England.
And with the win, McIlroy shot up from number 8 in the world rankings to number 2. Before hitting new heights, some astronauts are headed for planet Earth's depths. Here's CBS's Peter King.
It's called NASA Extreme Environment Mission Operations, or NEMO. 6 crew members, 4 of them astronauts, will spend 9 days under the sea, off Key Largo, simulating conditions aboard the International Space Station.
And we have 6 different studies that are related to behavioral health and performance, team dynamics, especially in a situation where they're under duress.
NEMO mission director Mark Reagan says the commander is a future space station commander. 3 astronauts are rookies, about to get a taste of what it's like to live in space before they go. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes took box office honors for a 2nd straight weekend, holding off 3 debut movies. It took in $36 million. The Purge, Anarchy, was number 2. Ticket sales overall are down 24% from the same weekend a year ago. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.